Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Thursday, the 23rd of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights, if any, in this podcast. All right, well, let's kick things off with the scores on the doors as usual. We had the ASX 200 down 47 points or 0.67%. 69.68.6 to be exact is our closing level. We opened at 69.99.1, which was amazingly, really, not really, the high of the day. Our low was 69.50.3. So a relatively narrow trading range, all things considered, only around a 50-point trading range. And to be honest, after the initial fall, we did seem to just mull around, not really knowing quite what to do. But it was the big stocks that held up better than the little stocks, the small cap stocks getting smacked by twice as much as the big caps today. So we did see the ASX 200 down 0.7%, but the small cap index was down around 1.4%. So a lot of damage being done there. Looking at the stocks and sectors today, well, resources were very much on the nose today. We had the iron ore stocks giving some back. BHP was down 0.8%, Rio down 1.1%, Fortescue, all the threes, let's go the bingo caller, down 3.33%. And we did see lithium stocks under significant pressure again. Nobody loves lithium. When they're depressed, they're depressed. Pilbara down 4.7%. Liontown roaring downwards, not upwards, 5.6% down. Core Lithium had an announcement today about an offtake agreement, down 3.8%. Sayona down 7.5%. AKE, Alchem down 4.3%. So you can see the problem writ large there. In commodity stocks, though, we did see the gold miners doing a little better, not spectacularly well. Evolution, the best of the bunch, probably in the big caps. Evolution up 2.1%, Newcrest 1.1%, and Northern Star up 2% today. Rare Earths also under pressure, Linus down 3.2%, and Arafura, ARU, sorry Gina, down 7.9% today. So not good news there in that side of things. Looking at the oil and gas stocks today, they were easier as well, but not a huge amount. Woodside down 0.6, Santos down 1.3, and coal stocks eased back. We had Whitehaven down 2.8% there. Looking across to the banking sector, not a lot of movement really. CommBank unchanged pretty much. ANZ down 0.4. NABs, though, the worst of the bunch, down 1.5. And Macquarie, as you would expect, given its overseas and international exposure, down 1.8% today. Money managers not doing so well. Magellan down 3.9% today. And Square, the artist formerly known as Block, or vice versa, down 5.4% today. Industrials, not quite such a bad place to be. We even saw splodges of green on screen. We had Soul Pattinson's out with their numbers today, 1.3% better. Telstra was up 0.5%. Coles and Woolies both better as well, as was West Farmers. And Brambles, not a bad day today, up 0.8% there as well. So there were some splodges of green. Tech stocks eased. We did see the tech index back down 1.1%. In corporate news today, we had Brickworks results out. They cheered the market there. Certainly they were okay. They did warn of impending issues this year in the construction industry, but enough to make them up 3.1% today. So doing well. Soul Pattinson's, as I said, lifted its dividend by 24%, up 1.3% at the end of the day. And the other news of the day was Weebit Nano came out today. Having had a 20% fall yesterday, they then revealed that they were doing a placement at $5 and an SPP. Now, I would suggest that somebody out there knew what was going on, and the word had got around from Jefferies and Canaccord Genuity, who were doing the placement, that there was a capital raising coming, and that was front run considerably. Like to see ASIC look at that one. Sigma Health results out today as well. Increase in revenue of 6.2%, up 0.8% in trade. Nothing on the economic front today. Asian markets a little bit mixed. China and Hong Kong better. Hong Kong, though, but Japan, slightly lower today, weaker by about 0.3%. China up 0.4 and Hong Kong up 0.8. In the winners for Grinners today, let's look through them. UMG, you don't often see that one. That is United Malt Group, the spin-off, of course, in the boutique malt department. Craft beer, they have opened their Inverness processing plant. 29M also doing well today, off a very low base, I must say, up 5.4%. UMG was up 5.5%. Tuas also today doing well, up 4.6%. They did have their half-yearly results and an investor presentation. Latitude Financial also better today after the problems they've had with their crypto, cyber attack, up 4.46% LFS. And Adriatic Metals, this one's been a quiet achiever. We looked at this one many, many years ago, held it in the small cap portfolio, but it has just been a quiet achiever. It's now $3.85, up 3.8%. That is a polymetallic project in Bosnia-Herzegovina, doing very well recently. EHE, Estia Health, up 3.5%. And 360, up 3.3% today. Losers in the naughty corner today, sitting well and truly on the naughty step, was PolyNovo, which fell 12.3%, PNV, the code there. They were down to $1.81 after it was revealed the chairman sold a bunch of shares, so he was able to buy a property in the US. AGY, Argosy, AGY, down 11.8% today. Megaport, not such a megaport at all, down 8.5% today. MP1, the code there. Lake Resources, LKE, down 8.1%. Sirard down 8.1%. ARU, Arafura down 7.9%. And Unibail Rodamco Westfield, not doing too well either today, down 7.5%. Brainship down 5.8% as well. Positive sectors today, well, gold miners and staples really. In the negative sectors, well, lithium, battery materials got walloped. Rare earths, iron ore and REITs not doing quite so well today. The big bank basket down to $168.75. Not a huge fall, but just taking the gloss off it at the moment. And gold higher in Aussie dollar terms, $29.35. Bitcoin falling to $27,388 US dollars a fun token. The Aussie dollar better at 67.30. 10-year yields pushing a little bit lower, 3.3%. And as I say, those Asian markets a little bit mixed. Currently, we've got Dow futures up 150 points. Go the Dow. And we have NASDAQ up around 70-odd points. So a little bit of a bounce in the wind there for the US markets, whether it will continue to take hold. European markets expected to open weaker across the board, and we do have the Bank of England decision today on their interest rate rise as well, coming on the back of that hot inflation number, and the Boris Johnson saga continues. Major movers and shakers today. Finally, RSG was one that was doing well today. That's Resolute Gold. It was up 2.7%. Evolution also doing relatively well. There's a little bit of love there for Mr. Jake Klein, up 2.1%. Panoramic Minerals, Panoramic Resources, this was an odd one. It was up 18.5%, good volume, 14 million shares traded today. Not sure why the move there, maybe there was some research out. We did see Poseidon Nickel, Marcus's favourite one, up a massive 2.9% to 3.6 cents. But Panoramic, certainly a mystery move there. 88E, also doing well today. They were up 9.1%. They have completed the Hickory 1 surface hole. And BKT, which is BlackRock Mining, was up 8%, only 1 cent, million shares traded. They signed an MOU for rail transportation from Mahenge. And AGY, we've talked about, down 11.8%. Off OFX, which is, of course, the big foreign exchange platform, down 10% today on investor presentation. And Melbana Energy, which is looking for oil in Cuba. I'm sure there's a song in that somewhere. They updated the timetable for drilling, as it seems they've got some problems with the rig having to do something else before it comes over to them. A delay of 5 or 6 weeks there. They were down 10.6% on the back of that. Speculative stock of the day today was Bezra Gold, BEZ, the code there for Bezra, BEZ the stock, Bezra Gold, they were up 87.5%. They came back from a suspension and they have signed a deal, a non-binding drawdown offtake funding agreement. Easy for you to say, for $300 million to facilitate the 3 million ounce Bao Gold project in East Malaysia. So that's interesting news there for them. In company news today, in a little more detail, Tuas reported revenue of 39.6 million for the first half 23, up 55% year on year. The company's loss for the period was 7.5 million, down 44%. EBITDA increased 128% to 14.3 million, 14.3 million. Sigma Health reported a 6.2% increase in revenue for the full year, 3.7 billion. You'd like to think they made some money on that. They made a net profit of 1.8 million compared to a loss of 7.2 million. Revenue 3.7 billion, profit 1.8 million. I'll leave that little thought with you. Brickworks reported a 5% increase in dividends for the first half 2023, extending its record of 47 consecutive years of dividend increases. Solpats reported a 24% increase in its fully franked dividend to 36 cents as well. The company revenue decreased by 74% to 290 million, but its profit after tax attributable to members rose by 167% to 453 million. Core Lithium has secured additional sales agreement with Sichuan Yahoo for the sale of approximately 18,500 tons of spodumene concentrate. Weebit Nano in a trading halt, $45 million capital raise and SPP at $5. And Nitro, of course, now is in a transition period as it is being taken over. Five non-exec directors have resigned and current board member Kurt Johnson will be last man standing, will stay on as chairman for the transitional period. In ABS news today, not a lot of the significance, but you'll be pleased to know that household wealth fell for the third consecutive quarter. I'm certainly feeling that. Decreased by 0.4%, $57 billion in the December quarter. The value of residential land and dwellings dropped by 2.7% in the quarter. In Asian markets, President Xi and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to cooperate on a range of economic and business areas. And in US and European news, we are seeing the Bank of England, obviously, today with their decision. CPI came in at 10.4% in February, which was up from 10.1% in January. So the UK still yet to conquer inflation, and they will raise rates today. Hindenburg Research also set to release a new report on another target, the US short seller said in a tweet a few hours ago. And Coinbase, one of the crypto exchanges, where they exchange your real money for fake money, received SEC warning about potential legal action. And a couple of crypto heads have suggested that crypto could go to 100,000. Haven't heard that sort of stuff for a while. And US bondholders preparing to sue the Swiss over the $17 billion Credit Suisse wipeout. Read the fine print, guys. And Boris Johnson says he may refuse to accept the Partygate verdict. And finally, the London stock market. The City of London, of course, is one of the bases of the prosperity of the UK southeast, is now smaller than Paris by around 200 billion quid. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. And, of course, we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again.